And I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Pam Dillon. She's the owner of Absolute Florists here in Youghal, and she's been nominated for the Best Wedding Florist of 2019, and she's looking for a little bit of help. Pam, tell us a little bit, first of all, about the nomination and what it is.
Well, it's for the Irish Wedding Diary Awards 2019. So there's a couple of them at the moment, and this is one we're looking at. What happens is you first have to be nominated by somebody. You have to reach a certain amount of votes to get through to the final. So this has gone national. So there's five florists, and each category has five ownership of it. We have five florists. So we've been lucky enough that we got so much nominations to get down to the last five. It's just overwhelming as it
so,
is.
So like you were actually nominated from some
nominated
of the local...
Nominated back in January.
Yeah, somebody,
there has to be more than one. Has nominated us back in January. We got an email that finished on Valentine's Day, funny enough. Got an email a couple of days later to say you're true, you're one of the last five. So now the next round of voting is up until the 7th of March, and that will determine who has won it, basically. So we're looking for votes, please.
So tell us, how can people vote for you?
To vote, you have to go on to the irishweddingdiaries.ie. There's once you log on there, there's a section for called awards. It's pretty much the first thing you see on it. There is about 20 different categories, and they're all broken down. So I'm just having a quick look there. You have the bridal bouquets, you have favourite wedding dress, photographers, cakes, cars, and so on. You can vote for as many of the categories as you like. So you might see a name you like and just pop it in there. It will then ask you for a mobile number. So each mobile number will get text a code, and you just type in the code. It is free to do it. So it's just to stop people using the same over and over again.
And
text in the code, and that's it. Your voting is done. So it's very, very easy. But
so, presume on your Facebook page, is there a link to all this
there's
as well?
Link. Oh, yeah. There's a link there on our Facebook page. It's saved to the top, so they can go straight on and just click on it. Go on to Absolute Flowers of Youghal. Facebook.ie, I think.
And I presume like this award would mean a lot to yourself in the shop as well.
Absolutely,
I presume, yeah.
Huge. I mean, Absolute Flowers has been there now. We're 9 years in business, which has flown by, and I'm in 7 years. We've been nominated for one other award. That was back in January. We made it down to the last five for Cork, which was amazing itself. To get nominated and through to a national and be the last five is just amazing how far we've come for, which is still a young business.
Yes.
As such. I mean, we haven't reached our 10-year mark yet. Do you know, so we're
so you must be doing something right to see there's people nominating you.
I'm smiling well anyway. Do you know?
So like there's going to be a big push so for the next couple of weeks
get
those nominations in, really. So you're asking everyone,
it's
cost nothing. It's just 2 minutes of your time.
It's not even that. I think one of the girls did it a while ago. It cost her literally a minute and a half to do it and go on. And like I say, because you can vote for everyone, the likes of the Baker Boy is nominated for the cake.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in town knows Brian. Do you know? Show your support behind him. Press the button for him, and you can do two local businesses in 30 seconds.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great for the town actually to have two nominees from the town as well, isn't it?
It is
a big deal.
But like, it goes to show, I mean, like I do a lot of work with hotels, obviously, for it, and cake suppliers and car suppliers and everything. We all work together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that Brian and myself are nominated in the same category, you know, he has many a bride in with him getting the cakes, and then he'll send them my way and I'll send them his way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the way a town should work when we're a town like Youghal. We're such a community town.
Yeah, it's a small community, like, and the more you help each other out, the better, of course, yeah.
Definitely, and let's bring more awards to Youghal. Let's do it.
Yeah. And do you know what? I was only speaking to someone again last week that there is a lot of positive stuff here happening in Youghal the last few months, you know, with the boardwalk and
the Ironman, the greenway,
the whole lot,
everything, there is a lot happening there.
Like
at the moment especially with Pam and Operation Transformation, the cameras are down here, so I mean they're showcasing Youghal. We can see how wonderful the town is. A couple of more awards, it's not going to do us any harm.
Absolutely not.
It's
all positive. And the more people that get behind all the local businesses, the better as well. That is really, really important as well, isn't it?
It is huge. It is huge. And I mean, I know, I suppose, from a florist point, with Aldi's coming in, everyone kind of went, oh my God, your plants and your flowers and all that.
Yeah.
It does, y'all people support local. So, yes, you'll go to Aldi's and you might pick up your plants and your flowers and stuff. But when they need something for a birthday
for an occasion, they come to a
florist.
Yeah,
and I mean, there's two of us in y'all. There's plenty to support both of us.
Yeah.
Why not come
and
get your flowers?
And it's been busy times for you. I suppose you're just after Valentine's Day. I suppose you'd like a Valentine's Day every month.
Every month. Valentine's is a bit mad. It's great fun. The cards can be very interesting.
Our next one now,
Patrick's Day won't be as chaotic, but Mother's Day is coming up at the end of March, 31st of March. So we're gearing up for that now at the moment, placing the orders.
And does it take a lot of planning into going for a day like that, you know, for a Valentine's Day or a Mother's Day?
It's a huge planning. I mean, you have your standard drivers. You need to bring in 3 or 4 extra cars to cover the load. I mean, I think you can have anything up to 200 or 300 deliveries to do in one day. And what it is, of course, when you arrive and there's nobody at home, we have to leave a little car,
so we're going back.
I mean, there's the drivers, there's the staffing. You have to pre-order your stock to come in and make sure it comes in on time. And, you know, with roses especially, they're quite a delicate flower, so you need them to come in at a certain date to make sure that they're...
And of course, then you have the likes of me coming in then at 5 o'clock in the evening, just... Anything.
Anything will do. Whatever is there, take it. But I mean, you always, especially, I suppose, because we get fresh flowers every single day of the week.
Yeah.
You always have the flowers there at 5 or 6 o'clock for the next day anyway. So.
How easy is it to source flowers now? Are they all imported? Or are they all...
99% would be imported. They come from Holland. We are lucky with greenery here because we have one supplier for greenery in Ardmore. We have another one in Douglas. There's another one from Fermoy, and we have Alstrom area comes from Castlemartyr. What we can get local?
I will get
local, but I mean, most of it, unfortunately, it's Holland. Yeah. And they probably import then from Colombia or...
Really?
Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Clumbin roses are quite popular as well. Italy for stock at the moment is just beautiful scented stock coming in from Italy, but they all come through Holland.
It's a pity. I suppose just we don't have the climate. We don't.
And
exactly.
I mean, Holland is a country who developed itself around the florist industry, and they know what they're doing. Do it really well. So I couldn't see another country coming in on top of that.
Exactly. Yeah, you just can't compete with them. So again, just finally to nominate, just remind us again. Just get on to Irish Wedding.
IrishWeddingDiary.ie. Straight away you will see the awards. Just click on that and scroll down through the categories.
And is your name on it, or is it just Absolute
Flowers? Absolute Flowers, y'all.
Yeah, and that is on, so you can't miss it.
You can't go wrong. Yeah, Absolute Flowers, y'all. Scroll way down and hit everybody you see on the way down.
Yeah, and you're going to be pumping that out anyway over the next couple of weeks. So get out there and vote. It's as simple as that. Exactly. Okay, Pam, thank you very much indeed for coming into us this afternoon. And the very best to looking at. I really hope you do well. And it's just be another successful story for y'all.
That's it.
Good
Thanks
stuff.
For having us.
Thanks a million.
Thanks, everybody.